A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." What a sight Zacchaeus must have been, out on a tree limb looking at Jesus from above. Was this a common practice, or did he really do something unusual? Go out on a limb, take some chances to see the Lord. He might have even shouted something to Jesus as he passed by. We do not know. He might have yelled, "Come over to my house tonight." While it was expected that Jesus would stay at somebody's house that day, to stay with a tax collector was scandalous. People grumbled, quote, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." Tax collectors were hated, the butt of jokes. But I would like to think that Jesus didn't see a tax collector in the tree that day. He saw Zacchaeus. He saw somebody who was excited to know what the Son of Man was all about and excited about his message regarding the kingdom. A curious man who wanted to know more. No doubt when he received Jesus into his home, Zacchaeus and his servants waited on him hand and foot, and they talked quite a bit. Maybe even into the night. What would the conversation between them have been like? In my imagination, it might have been like this. "Lord, I have troubles. I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. People hate me. I hate myself. What do you think I should do?" Jesus would have listened with loving attention. He might have given him some advice. Much like he had given to others, "Go and sin no more." The gospel passage actually ends with Jesus saying, quote, "For the Son of Man has come to seek what was lost." To Jesus, Zacchaeus was like the lost sheep, the lost son, the lost coin of his parables. But in real life, Zacchaeus was the living parable, the lost tax collector, who was listened to, loved, and saved. And how did it all start? Wasn't it when Zacchaeus went out of his way, in his own way, to search out Jesus? He could not go the ordinary parade route. He had to use his own resources, his ingenuity, and climb that tree. Aren't we like Zacchaeus in many ways, making our own way to find God, having to use what's suited to us, resources at hand to get a better look? It takes effort, takes imagination and courage, and it takes calling on Jesus for help. It's not just our efforts. What is the way for you? And have you called out to Jesus to visit your house today?